But the nearest, well, closest is Providence Hospital. And then the Mobile Infirmary, you go up this back street to get to the doctor's hospital. And then you can go into the back way of the Mobile Infirmary, or you can go straight out Spring Hill Avenue to do Zell Street and walk over. Now they have an upstairs, I call it an upstairs, I mean an upper story parking lot. But I never heard of a hospital before. When you go to see anybody there, you got to pay for parking your car. Mm. I don't know whether it's 25 or 50 cents.
Somebody's making some money.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people around here use the word high rise?
Yeah. That's what they call Miss place, high rise apartments.
High rise apartments. I see. What would you call passageways between and behind buildings downtown? You'd say you're...
Alleys, you'd call them alleys.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
That's about all I know.
Are there any areas in town where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced?
Oh, yes. A place on Royal and County, both on that corner, but Citizen Roebuck, it hasn't been replaced except by parking lots. This corner used to be a bank, it's a parking lot. Then you come on over, well, I guess about four blocks, and you got another parking lot. You have a hotel, I think they call it a hotel. It's a building, you know, but it's for parking cars. They rent space for them by the month.
Yes,
instead of parking your car on the street, you park in there.
I see. Do you have any particular names for a place like that where a building's been torn down but there's nothing there, not even a parking lot? You just call that a...
Just a vacant lot.
Just a vacant lot. I see. Or say if you were thirsty and you were downtown, where would you say you could get a drink of water, maybe in a public building? Do they have facilities for that?
I think the First Nation does. First Nation Bank, they have a drinking fountain. Mm-hmm. But the Bienville Square has one. But you wouldn't want to put your mouth and your hands near it, it's so dirty.
Really? Mm. Would you call that a fountain too? Drinking fountain? Mm. Be the same thing. I see. Could you tell me, as far as you know, any just general names for different kinds of cars or trucks? Not particular brand names, but you know, something like maybe.
You mean the Toyota?
Well, that would be a particular brand. I mean something. Have you ever heard of a car called a coupe before?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Oh, you mean a two seater?
Right, that kind of thing.
Or a coupe, or a sedan.
Right.
Or a station wagon.
Right.
And wait a minute, there's another one. Coach? Isn't there a coach?
An automobile called a coach? I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not sure either.
What were you thinking of? How would you describe it?
It's a little bit more elaborate and enclosed in a different way.
I see.